I heard a pastor, actually, I know you're quite familiar with him, and so am I, but he said the other day that he was stressing that it sounded like he was saying it's mandatory to be baptized. I mean, in other words, you know, he quoted the verse, unless you're born of water and the Spirit, you cannot be saved, or that goes. And I don't know. It seemed, I always took that verse to mean, like, unless you're born naturally, you know, obviously if you're a person, you're born of water, because you're born of a, you know, you're a human, and the Spirit is being born again, isn't it?
You've asked two questions, okay? First of all, is it essential to be baptized to be saved? There will be obviously millions of people in heaven who weren't baptized.
No, that's what I thought.
Because you have all the Old Testament characters.
Uh-huh.
Notice what it says in Mark 16:16. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. You notice he says he that believes and is baptized is saved, but he doesn't say he that believeth not and is not baptized shall be damned. The thief on the cross, we have no record he was baptized. He was saved by grace.
Right.
My question would be, if a person believes in the word of the Lord and they know the Bible commands baptism, why wouldn't they want to be?
Oh, sure.
See, so a person who knows God's will and refuses to do God's will, that's dangerous. But I've been to hospitals where people give their heart to the Lord on their deathbed. They can't be baptized because they're attached to all this apparatus. Jesus gives them credit for his baptism because obviously Christ wasn't baptized to wash away his sin. See what I'm saying?
Right. Oh, yeah. Right.
See, we receive credit for Jesus' sinless life by virtue of faith. People like the thief on the cross and folks dying in hospitals or prisons on death row, they, I believe, are saved by virtue of getting credit for Jesus' baptism. You ever think about that? Christ said, suffer to be so now to fulfill all righteousness.
Huh.
And John said, you need to be baptizing me because you're sinless. Why am I baptizing you? So Christ was baptized as an example for us. And I believe he was baptized in behalf of those who could not be. So they get credit for his baptism. Now, that's a doctrine I would not die on that mountain for that. But I've heard it, and I think it's worth sharing. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Hey, thank you.